due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Wow, 25 years, that is truly amazing. And normally I'm... Don't start that. Normally I'm not the kind of man who pats himself on the back very often for his achievements. And certainly I'm not one who normally smells the roses. If I do, it's not for long. But tonight I'm going to smell the roses.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280, and that's all I got to say about that.
Time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, good morning, Rochester. Good morning to the uninitiated. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. It's 9 o'clock. That's right, we're doing 2 hours of your wrestling talk show because it's Royal Rumble weekend, baby. Yeah. All right. I'm excited. I'm the Cash Man. I'm your humble host here with Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And we are joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And we are joined by Scott from Henrietta.
Good morning.
See, if you call enough times, guys, you get a seat in the show. I'm just telling
Don't
you that right
tell
now.
Tell them that.
I earned this. I won a bet, remember?
Yeah, that's right. He made the authority's mom cry, but we're not going to mention that when we see the authority next
now,
time.
Now, Rick's okay? Driving down. Rashawn's bringing his truck around.
Yeah, well, yeah, they all deserve a spot. If they want to, just contact me. We'll have you up sometime. But welcome to the show. DC is in SC. Which would be South Carolina, so he will not be here, but he'll be back in time for us to do some rumbling tomorrow night. Royal Rumble is this weekend. I want to let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us February 10th for UFC 221 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There's no cover charge for UFCs at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. We'll be hosting it. Drink specials all night long. That's February 10th, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 221. And thank you for everybody who came out to 220 last week and saw a great night of fights. And get this, not only did we watch UFC 220 last week, but Bellator 192 was on at the same time. So we had two TVs on with two different MMA fights going on. We got to see Rory McDonald win his a five-round fight and win a title from Douglas Lima in Bellator. What a great fight that was, too. It was a great night of fights. The place was packed. Everybody was having a good time. And thank you for coming down. I was down there. We had a great time. So thank you. Don't forget the next time, write down your calendar, February 10th, UFC 221. Also, hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. I'm a part of Rock City Roller Derby. I'm part of the Flower City Fear. Join either team, please. Come help us out. This is our 10th year at Rock City Roller Derby. Big 10-year anniversary. Every game will be at the Dome Arena this year, which I'm really excited about because every game in the past that's been at the Dome Arena has just been gangbusters for attendance, 1,000, 2,000 people. So definitely look for the schedule to be coming out real soon. Get your tickets early. Go to rockderby.com if you want to get your tickets now. And, hey, well, let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. We got 2 hours to go. So, what do we start with? I mean, what was the biggest news? There's so much news this past week. Why don't we start with talking about a man who showed up Monday night to Raw 25 thinking he had a job, and then by the end of before the show ever started, he was on his way to the unemployment line. Let's talk a little.
You can't teach that.
You can't teach that. Let's talk a little bit about Enzo Mori getting fired this past week. Danger Boy, seem to know the details pretty well on this.
Well, Enzo apparently in October, saw some Red Hot Chili Peppers action and got into some escapades afterwards, during which he was accused of sexual assault by someone. There was a police report filed 4 days later, and it didn't come out until this person came out on Twitter.
So you're saying we're talking October.
October.
We are now in the month of January. It's almost February.
The incident supposedly was October 19th, and there's proof they were all together. And then the police report for the sexual assault was filed on October 23rd, which is good time for having one of those filed from a hospital room. All the stuff was done. And then Monday came a set of tweets from the person, from the accuser, talking about how Enzo had sexually assaulted her. Well, WWE found out when news companies started calling them for comments while they're setting up for Raw 25. Every competitor is supposed to let them know when they're under an investigation, which had been going since October. So Enzo was promptly sent home. It was posted he was suspended at the time, but from what I'm hearing, he was actually fired on the spot. And he was mutually parted ways, as they put it, but not so much. And he was not future endeavored at all when they posted that on Tuesday. So now Vacant is a real Grand Slam champion because he now holds the Cruiserweight title as well. And we'll see what they do with that. But Enzo Amore is no longer a member of the WWE universe.
Now, since he's been fired, we've heard some, things about this girl that maybe this wasn't quite the case.
May not have gone down as they said they did. They were all together. There is proof of that.
But it may have been mutual.
Yeah. And at the very least, it's going to look very bad on Enzo that there was a lot of drug use around him because apparently that was a thing.
Yeah. His real name is Eric Arndt. And he let's see, what else? She filed. Okay, yeah. October 19th, 2017, the Clarendon Hotel and Spa is where the accusations things happened. And it's really sad that this guy who was already in the doghouse as it was because nobody liked him because he talked too much, he lived the superstar lifestyle, and bragged about it to his coworkers who didn't like it, and then they forced him off the bus when they were in Europe, and all sorts of things, and then. I'm a forgiving person, and if it's true that this is, there's no validity behind this, then I feel bad that, he lost his job because he didn't come forward to his employer to tell him that he had some issues.
Because if you've got nothing to hide, why didn't he tell them?
Yeah, and usually when you do tell them that, they have like the best lawyers on the planet that will come to defend you, especially if you're innocent,
Yeah, I mean, it's if you're under investigation, they might suspend you like they did with Rich Swann. But I wouldn't be surprised if Rich Swann comes back shortly because all charges were dropped.
Yeah, that I saw that too. That was yesterday.
But it turns out there's a twist to this story as well, as Scott told me this morning. I'll let Scott tell it to everybody here.
According to Dave Meltzer, Enzo's been trying to get out of his contract for the last 6 months. He's apparently been more interested in pursuing a music career in rap and devoting to other projects, as he puts it, than wanting to be in the WWE. In fact, he actually protested when they wanted to move him to the Cruisers. He didn't want to be there. But then he was put there and then given the belt.
Of course he didn't want to be there. Because at that time, Cruiserweights rarely were anywhere but, maybe a minute on Monday Night Raw. He's actually opened up that division for the TV show and for the division as well. Because, I mean, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have been on Raw every week and getting matches every week and the high-profile stuff that he was getting. So, I mean, he helped them a lot immensely. I mean, I think his presence helped them a lot. I don't know if it was him in general, but, I mean, he was forced to go there, obviously against his will. I mean, as soon as they broke him and Cass up, Cass got hurt. I think that then you knew Enzo was, his time was limited to whether he was going to be fired or put someplace else. And they, instead of firing him at that time, they sent him to the Cruiserweight show. So, we'll see what happens. I think this guy will kill. I don't know. Yeah, I heard about all the drug use and stuff. That really was disturbing. And
that's what one of the people that she accused of drugging her into this whole situation has released, that he believes she is doing it all to try to cover the fact that she was using illegal drugs from her father and whatnot, so she wouldn't get the backlash that she would have had, because apparently they weren't hiding the fact they were doing this kind of stuff. So We'll see what happens. I can't say I'm sad to see Enzo leave. If he wanted to leave, more power to him. They should have let him.
Future endeavors to you, sir.
Oh, he was not future endeavor
at
all.
Yeah, future endeavor. No, they did not wish him well in any way. It was just, we've come to terms with the release. That's it.
If you guys are listening to the show today, if you just realize we're on, we're doing 2 hours. It's a Royal Rumble show. We're going to do something special. Everybody who calls in is going to get a number. You know, we have 30 numbers. So the first 30, you know, get in, get a number. Got to come on the air with me. And the number is good for both Royal Rumbles this weekend. So if you get one number and say the same number wins both Royal Rumbles, you get both prizes. The prizes are for the Women's Royal Rumble. We have, as Brian is holding it up right now, we're on Facebook Live, by the way. Brian's holding up. It's the Charlotte Flair Second Nature book. No, you got it. You got it. The Charlotte Flair Second Nature book. That's for the winner of the Women's Rumble. And for the Men's Rumble, it's the Chris Jericho Noah's a Four-Letter Word. His latest book that came out back a few months ago. But you got to call it 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number, but I'm not going to give you a number for texting. You got to definitely give us a call. And we're going to go right to the lines right now. It's Mike from Boston. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
The first surprise entrant of Royal Rumble weekend.
Yes.
Big return.
Mike from Boston, you got number 18, brother.
All right. I'm loving it. And wouldn't you know, even more surprise news, that should number 18 win, I'll be able to pick up my prize in person next Saturday. Oh. I'll actually be in your area, so Donuts Delight, watch out. Salvatore's, watch out.
Awesome.
I'm coming with an appetite, so it'll be interesting to check out the area of Rochester.
Cool. Well, Mike, what brings you here from such a nice big city to a nice frozen tundra here?
Well, you know, it's I hear that tropical Toronto is beautiful this time of year, and I'm actually going to make a pit stop in Rochester amongst some other hockey cities, minor league and major league, to check out some hockey during some time off. So
we got a good. We got a good team playing here this year in Rochester, so you definitely want to check them out if you can. And then maybe
I have seats for the Amherst on Friday night. So anybody that's at the Amherst game on Friday night, if you see a big Anaheim Ducks jersey, that's Mike from Boston.
Very cool. That's cool. Now are you going to go to see? Is there a stop with the Sabres on the way up there?
Actually, we're going to be in Buffalo Tuesday on the way back to Boston. So we got a nice little trip going on there. We're going to be in Toronto for the Hockey Hall of Fame on Sunday. The Ducks will play Toronto on Monday night, and we'll follow them back to Buffalo on Tuesday before heading back here.
You might see a better product in Rochester than Buffalo. I'm just going to warn you.
No, it's funny because we made a pit stop in Buffalo last year, and I enjoyed the people of Buffalo were very hospitable. So I'll expect the same in Rochester. But like I said, I'm coming with an appetite for all these sponsors that I've been hearing for years and years on the Pain Club.
Well, I will tell you, you can get Salvatore's Pizza at the Amherst game. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, really?
No, you certainly can.
That's extremely convenient. Extremely convenient. So, did anybody understand or make sense of The Undertaker at the Manhattan Center? Did that puzzle anybody?
Did anyone understand The Undertaker? That's a good question, because
I understood what he was saying, what it meant.
Body language, you could tell he was annoyed.
Yeah, there was
a terrible wig.
Yeah, oh, was that a wig?
It has to be.
Okay,
it was a wig. I've seen pictures. You were at a convention a few weeks ago, and he's got the buzz cut still, so it was definitely a wig.
I will say that, you know, there's been rumors for the longest time that the Undertaker's not done, and that he may have been directing that message at John Cena, just because John Cena wants to wrestle him at WrestleMania before he's done. John Cena's wanted to wrestle him the last 5 years at WrestleMania. It just hasn't worked out in the storytelling and you know, the buildup. So maybe it is this year. I mean, both are part-time. I mean, heck, Undertaker's a one-time-a-year guy, not even a part-timer, and John Cena's been very part-time lately. I don't know. I mean, it seems like, you know, he was just saying, you know, don't count your chickens before they're hatched concerning his retirement. That's the only feeling I got from that whole promo.
You know, I got to tell you, I feel like anytime WWE has a great idea, they get impatient and they undo it. I mean, the way that they ended WrestleMania last year with The Undertaker in the robe and the hat and grown men in tears in the middle of Orlando. You know, if that was the case, you retire the character right then and there. And I mean, this is even closure for Mark Calloway. You know, at that time, The Undertaker, the dead man persona, is done. He can just go back to being Mark at this particular time. So, you know, it's just, I feel like if that was the case, it was entirely premature to do that at last year's WrestleMania. You know, retire the character, you know, when it's done, and then, you know, obviously induct that, you know, persona into the Hall of Fame. But it's just that this is what they're going to do. I mean, like I said, I was just like, what did we accomplish on Monday night except for, you know, seeing a classic wrestler come out and talk about something that could or could not happen? I don't know. Just weird.
No, I agree. And, I mean, we have lots of beefs with that Raw 25 show that we're going to get into in this hour. I will say that. But that, yeah, that's one of them. And the thing is you know, I don't know if The Undertaker has more say over his character or not. I think maybe he said, I want to be done, but I'm not going to say it officially because the company won't let him. You know, I mean, but
I'm pretty sure if he wants to be done, he can be done.
Oh, he can be done. But the thing is it's just then like Mike says, let it be done. You know, then go on like the retirement tour or something where he comes out and says hi to every city or, you know, or I mean, I don't know. There's got
maybe he only had 6 months of recovery after this WrestleMania, so he felt good.
Well, remember the year before he wrestled all those matches after it and got hurt after it.
Yeah.
So, you
Didn't
know.
He have- knee replacement surgery this year?
He did.
It was hip.
Yeah, he had hip, and it's
he's feeling good. He's got a new hip.
Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows? I that's a good question.
Pumping on metal.
Well, I don't know what people think. 222-1280 *1280. Give us a call. You can also text us to that number if you have an idea what's going on with the Undertaker. Some people seem to have insides on a lot of that. I'm glad, you know. Yeah, I just it was very, you know, it was almost like an Ultimate Warrior promo. You know, it's like so general and you know,
except
nothing.
Use real words.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, there's a lot of things that confuse me about Raw 25. That was one of them. But I also felt when he came out that maybe he's not done. I mean, he looked in fairly good shape. I mean, it wasn't like he, like, you know, put on all, it wasn't like Brother Devon, you know.
If you guys saw Legend House when they ran it, it's not so easy for these guys to give up that persona when they're at the end,
yeah.
Especially if you followed Piper on that show. So maybe that's the case. Maybe he's just having a hard time. Saying, admitting that it's the end, and he wants to continue, not WWE. Obviously, they'll make money off of him as long as they can. Because
it's a very profitable character. Yeah, it has been. It probably is the most profitable character they've ever had in WWE. So,
by far.
So, hey, Mike, anything else, buddy?
No. I don't know how quickly they were able to make an Iko Pro sign to put in the Manhattan Center, but at least I love the authenticity of that.
That's probably the best thing they did in Manhattan Center.
Yeah. If anybody out there listening was at the Manhattan Center, we'd love to hear your stories, because there is quite a few people who paid hundreds of dollars to be there, and
for,
you know,
glow sticks,
and they, yeah, glow sticks, and they got the first match was at 11 o'clock, I think, or, you know, or I don't know.
No, they had a couple of cruiserweight matches that lasted 2 minutes in filler spots.
Yeah,
well, no, they had Bray Wyatt and
Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. That was the first match at 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock they had the Good Brothers versus.
Yeah. If they had Dash a half an hour of airtime, I'd be surprised between the three things that they had there.
Mike, buddy, good luck on winning this prize and everything, man. And if you do, man, you have to call me back so I can get an address to send it to you, okay?
Will do. Appreciate you guys. Take care. Enjoy.
Thank you, Mike. Enjoy your trip, man. Enjoy Rochester. Hopefully the weather stays good. I'm going to do some flashback music while we're talking about this going into the first break. We've got a lot to talk about Raw 25. We want your opinions, too. 222-1280, *1280. What'd you think about the show? You know... Did the hype pay off?
Nope.
Yeah, no. Well, we can give our opinions.
That's an easy one.
We'll do more on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I'm not just a champion. I'm a goddess. And
the only reason you're the Raw Women's Champion is because I'm on SmackDown Live. And I highly doubt you'll still be the champ at WrestleMania. You don't have the size, the speed, the pedigree. And to paraphrase my father, to be the woman, you gotta beat the woman.
So let me get this straight. You people all chip in GoFundMe all over the world. And you cheap people here in Brooklyn, you all chip in, GoFundMe, yeah, and you give me a plaque.
Easy.
They all tried. They all failed. And now
on this sacred ground, I declare for all of those who have fallen, it is truly time. You rest in peace.
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
How many of you guys out there in Radio Land got The Undertaker doing an ID for your show, okay? Huh? Speak up. None? That's right. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic on the Cashman. I'm sorry, I brag a little bit. I'm here with Scott from Henrietta, Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, manning the Twitter and texter. And if you're texting, it's 222-1280, star 1280.
Yeah, actually, I see something we forgot to do with the Facebook Live.
What's that?
We didn't put the
headphones up.
The headphones out there.
Okay, I'll do that in just a second. Like, we're going to get into discussion here. I will. Maybe if Peter Burke could do it. Camera. Yeah, put the headphone. I'll do it here in a second. Nevertheless, I was feeling ho train. Okay, now you got me strained out. I'll get it here in just a second so you can hear the cash man and you missed the first caller. But that's all good right now because we're going to talk a little bit about some more news. Let's talk about the Manhattan Center. Danger Boy, what was wrong? I mean, as a fan, and you can call us 222-1280, star 1280. As a fan, what was wrong if you were at the Manhattan Center?
They didn't do anything. You were there. The cost of, from what I'm hearing, was about $800 a ticket to sit there and get no content. You got a two-minute match on a feud that it looked like they were building for weeks that ended cleanly. You got all sorts of crap. You got The Undertaker talking about nothing for 2 minutes. They didn't even do like a full entrance for him because you really can't in that place. And you got to see DX romp around and have revisionist history that they were the greatest thing that ever lived. So it's like you got nothing. And I understand they sent The Miz over to do something afterwards and all sorts of stuff, but it was terrible. You paid that much money and you got nothing. You got to watch it on TV.
Yeah, you could have done in the comfort of your own home for nothing. You got to watch on a big screen at across the river what was going on. And it made absolutely no sense.
Wait a second, you also got a commemorative chair.
Oh boy,
there was a commemorative chair. You saw the pictures, right?
$800 for a commemorative chair?
Oh, you mean
chair?
The one that Lita was on, but she wasn't invited to the show?
Yeah, the one that also I saw. I saw Braun Strowman posted a picture of what was on it because he was on the picture on the seat with, like, you know, just the history of Raw. It was pretty cool.
I'll put it this way. There's a picture floating around of the commentary team from the Manhattan Center in JR and Jerry Lawler sleeping during the show. That's how much content they
have. JR claims he's not sleeping, okay?
He's just resting his eyes?
Something, who knows, but
okay, yeah. Lawler was sleeping.
I know someone who was there who spent $800 to get in and was very disappointed. I mean, listen, that's why the people were chanting terrible things. And that's
people were chanting terrible things when they were on the air.
That's why, that's why they sent all the people after the show went off the air. Then they sent Ric Flair over. They sent The Miz over to calm down the
storm. It wasn't a short ride between them with traffic and everything. It was like a 45-minute car ride between the two places, so it's not like they could have done it instantaneously. So the fact that they had to send them over there to calm things down shows you how bad it was getting. Because it wasn't the casual fan that went and spent that money at the Manhattan Center and remembered from when they used to come from there. It was the hardcore fan that would pay to go see ECW at the Hammerstein Ballroom and riot if things didn't go the way he wanted to.
Which is the reason they put The Undertaker and DX there, because they've been around since Raw started. That's the reason they had them at the Manhattan Center.
Yeah, but you have only one cutaway during the 8 o'clock hour, you have one cutaway during a 10 o'clock hour, and then you have one cutaway at the end. That's 3 hours. There's no screen at the Manhattan Center for them to even watch
what's happening. No, there was. There was a screen right down behind the, you saw, like, we saw the stage behind the ring. It was a small screen. So they paid $800 to watch what was going on in Brooklyn most of the night.
There was no point in, I understand the nostalgia factor, there was no point in him in the Manhattan Center that night.
Well, can I got it. When have they ever had a good event where they had it at two different places?
WrestleMania 2, Trump Tower, and what else?
Oh, they didn't have three.
That was Silverdome.
Oh, Silverdome.
No, three was Silverdome.
Yeah, yeah. Two was Trump Tower.
Two was Trump Tower, Los Angeles, yeah, and MSG,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Coliseum, and there was another spot, too. Yeah.
Wasn't there another place?
They were in Chicago. Three? Remember they had the Battle Royal in Chicago? Yeah. So, yeah, no, you know, it's tough. It's tough to do that. And it's like, you know, they probably should have. I would assume that they were going to have more action in the center there, you know. But, you know, it didn't work out. You know,
they had was pointless. The match you had. So apparently they had a couple filler matches with the cruiserweights, which, yay, because they were actually during commercial breaks. So it was a 2-minute match and one didn't have an ending. But then, like, you go there, you have Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. It's something they've been building up. The match is over in 5 minutes, and it's a clean pin on Woken Matt Hardy. You have the Revival come out, who's someone they should be building up, and they just sit there. They get beat really quick by the Balor Club and then take everybody's finisher from DX.
Hey, but you know what? They got to see Mustafa Ali and Lince Dorado for 2 minutes, and they got to see Hideo Itami and Akira Tozawa wrestle, you know, against Tony Nese and Drew Gulak. So they, of course, that match is the second match that we didn't see. That was dark there, brawled to the back. So that's how that ended. You can wonder why these people were screaming. You know, they were wanted refunds. We heard, and they were the ones that were doing all the bad chants.
If
too.
You heard when Triple H first came out, there was a moment of silence. Then where someone yells out, "Hey, Paul, where's my refund?"
Go back and watch it. I still have it on my
DVR. I'm sure
DVR.
You won't be able to watch, like when they put it up on the network or whatever, you won't be able to hear that.
I still have
there
it on my...
There are some good videos on YouTube, some cell phone videos up on YouTube about, you could see the actual fear in the eyes of some of the workers. Because they were going around running wires and getting everything set up, and the crowd is just yelling at them. And they look around and they just kind of like,
You know, the funny thing is they were at the Manhattan Center. There was so much history there that they could have even at least done a whole package of videos just from things that happened there. Like wasn't that where the ECW invasion happened?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was like a lot of things that happened on Raw there.
I'll give them some credit. The what they did with Steve Austin should have been what they did with Steve Austin.
Yeah. And it was obviously as soon as you knew it was going to start with a McMahon that eventually he's going to be a heel McMahon in the ring until you hear the glass smash. And then,
and the video package they did for the history of Raw, the 25 years of Raw, was awesome.
That was fantastic. But they have the best video packages.
They always do great video packages, but the rest of the show was pointless.
Yeah, you know, the worst thing is, and I hate to say this, but every year before the Royal Rumble, the very last thing that happens on Raw is they have a mini kind of Royal Rumble going on.
They did. There
they
was
didn't
one
do it.
Thing.
They didn't do it this year. They had the women do it after the women's match, the first match of the night in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They had the women all go in the ring and do that, but they didn't have the men do it. They didn't do it on SmackDown either, so it's like... you know, I mean, it was, you know, that's one of those, like, you know, teases, you know, don't forget to, you know, pay for your pay-per-view or get the network.
Well, they
or
had a little bit when they had Randy Orton throw one of the best RKOs out of nowhere that they've ever done.
That was amazing.
It was actually, there was some good moments. There was a few good moments overall. Big thumbs down on the 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't mention this yet, but who do we blame this on?
Everybody.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's not even just Jimmy Fallon.
But
Jimmy Fallon had a lot to do with it because he was supposed to be hosting these segments backstage. He was supposed to be doing a lot of stuff. And then he let the WWE know he couldn't get there until an hour before TV time. They had written the whole show based around Jimmy hosting it.
I don't think they would have been that much different.
I would like to know what the script is they threw away 2 hours before the show started because, you know, all the Jimmy we got was sitting in the front row. That was it. You know, I mean, he was supposed to bring out the general managers. There was supposed to be something a lot more going on with that segment than it happened.
I know they like the nostalgia pop and everything, and they like to bring people out, and it's good to see some of these people. But there was absolutely no reason for 95% of the people they brought back as legends or whatever, the history of Raw, to be on the show.
That's why I was running the Godfather music, because that segment was just terrible backstage with him and Mark Henry.
But at least there was some kind of payoff. He did something with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't
my
like,
wife.
It wasn't just like, hey, we're going to put Tori Wilson and Trish Stratus and all these pregnant women on the stage to wave at you.
Yeah, that just seemed...
Or all these GMs to sit here and wave at you. You're telling me you can't figure out something Eric Bischoff to do? He got a huge pop when he came out.
He did. He was, and just because they hate him.
Yeah.
And he's also very active on social media and said he was going to be there. So.
But then at the end of the show, you've got this massive humanity coming out to separate the three big guys, yeah. And Bischoff and Brother Love are part of it?
Yeah, no, it was all the extra people they brought in were like the lumberjacks. That's what I called it, around the outside of the ring.
Would have been better.
We're going to go to break on that if you didn't know. And we'll be back in just a few minutes if you have a comment or a question. 222-1280, star 1280. Everybody who calls gets a number. And we have a couple of books to give away if your number wins the Royal Rumble, either the men's or the women's. So give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Text us. We'll see you on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This ain't my wife's favorite show, baby. Full House! This is a game for civilized people, not barbarians.
Hey, the poker room ain't no place for fighting.
The only person in the world I need to thank is me, because I get it all. I get it all by myself. I didn't need any of you. I didn't need my family members. I didn't need anyone but me. No one. There's not one person in the world that's ever helped me.
Why? I'll give you the gist. You're a stupid idiot. And you just.
I gotcha, right? You thought you were gonna be. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. You just read the list! And your stupid scarves, too.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Welcome back, Chris Jericho.
For your one-off until you go on your tour.
Yeah, one-off until you... And they're going to be starting in Europe and coming to America. And
but that was a highlight.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It was nice that they both, the two scarf-wearing men, were there backstage comparing guitar sizes and stuff like that, you know?
Promoting the Alpha Club.
Yeah, that's right.
And the next time you see Chris Jericho wrestle will be for New Japan.
That's right. He does have a few contractual dates. But I don't know if... Listen, I'm not saying he's not going to be in the Royal Rumble. We'll find out tomorrow. Maybe he will. But I wouldn't say there's no chance. Oh, well, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, Scott from Henrietta, Double B, Brian Burke, Peter Burke, and you listening. And you didn't realize it, but we started at 9 o'clock. We're doing 2 hours today. And if you did, if your friends don't know, call them up, tell them, hey, they're on an hour early. Come on, check it out. If you call into the show at 222-1280, and I'll take down and give you a number. And if that number wins the Royal Rumble, we've got two books. You either win the Women's Rumble, you get the Charlotte book. You win the Men's Rumble, you get the Y2J book. No is a four-letter word. I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire Culver. We'll be at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 221, February 10th. Definitely write it down in your calendar. 10 p.m. start time. There's no cover. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's February 10th. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 221. Let's get back to the, should we talk more about UFC, I'm sorry, Raw 25, or should we let the callers call in eventually and complain about it? Or we go to the next big news story?
We can let the callers call in and complain about it. Because we could sit here for 2 hours and complain about that show. We were the entire time it was on. So.
Yes, it was. We were texting.
There was more than enough material.
We were continuously texting the whole time. So I will say big news came out, was it Thursday?
Yep.
Thursday. Vince McMahon had a press conference on Thursday and appeared at a podium to announce the new XFL will begin in 2020. He said he knows people have a lot of questions for him, but he also has a lot of questions. He said that they will listen to players, coaches, medical experts, media members, and fans. Professional football will be reimagined when the new XFL kicks off in early 2020. The XFL will deliver fan-centric, innovative experience, including shorter, faster, paced games in a family-friendly environment, much unlike the last USFL, complemented by cross-platforms, viewing options, and real-time fan engagement. Plans for the XFL at launch include 8 teams, 40-man active rosters, and a 10-week regular season schedule with a postseason consisting of 2 semifinal playoff games and a championship game. And, you know, that we and it makes sense. It would be easy to do it now with all the minor league football teams that are all around the country now. That this is might be a time to relight the XFL and have it come back out. Remember, the one thing that they did that's still used to this day is that camera that floats over the field behind the play.
The Madden cam?
Yeah, well, I don't know what they call it.
It's the quarterback cam or whatever.
Yeah, it sits behind the quarterback. That was innovative from the XFL days. So, I mean, they'll probably have, like, drones doing it someday, I'm sure, with the drone cameras on drones, because it'd be a lot easier instead of wiring up a whole stadium to have cameras go flipping behind the play. But Danger Boy, thoughts?
So I know why, you know, it's good timing. Everyone says the NFL is going down and blah blah blah. They have all these issues with people's political stands, with people not knowing what exactly a catch is, all this kind of stuff, and
concussions.
But that's not going to change in the XFL. There's still going to be issues with head injuries. It's football. But I can see why Vince is trying to do it. Vince also shot down his best chance of succeeding by saying he will not be a minor leagues for the NFL. The NFL needs a developmental league.
Yeah,
we're talking real sports now and not sports entertainment.
He said 8 teams with a 40-man roster. How are they going to be able to compete with the NFL for paying 8, you know, 40 man per team?
Oh, they'll never compete. It'll be people. No. It won't be your stars that will come over. It won't be like the USFL when they tried.
It'll be the third string quarterback starting for most of the teams. You know,
yeah. Well, it's like, they've already, everyone's like, oh, Johnny Manziel. And Johnny Manziel tweeted at Vince McMahon afterwards, well, Johnny Manziel is not eligible for this league because they said anyone with a criminality past will not be eligible to play.
Family friendly, not quite family friendly.
He actually doesn't have any convictions on his record.
Yeah, he's fighting them right now. So it's like, yes.
But he has that whole thing. I mean, unlike the WWE where you can get DUI and they don't blink an eye at you, Jey Uso.
Well, we
guilty until
we
proven,
don't know yet.
Innocent until proven guilty.
And besides, they haven't had their match yet. They might be penalized tomorrow.
True.
We'll see that. But, yeah, no, it's interesting. It's like, you know what? I'm all for it. You know, we have an empty stadium here in Rochester that would be a great place to put an XFL team because there's nothing else going on in that stadium
Champ
now.
Champ actually texts us a picture of an XFL logo in front of the Rochester soccer stadium.
Oh, see, that's a good idea because that's what we were thinking, Champ. You know, thanks for sending that, man.
They said they're going to try to go into cities that already have NFL teams for the support, but no city is off limits. So you could get like a secondary market like Rochester in there. I mean, there's a chance it could succeed. Vince, when he was asked why he's bringing it back now, he's like, ratings don't drive everything like they did back when he tried it the first time. Now, because you have your social media platforms and everything, you've got Amazon and Facebook going to bid on not only having WWE product on their platform when their contract comes up, but they're going to bid on having NFL stuff. So it's a different world. Ratings don't mean everything anymore.
And you know, they have a wonderful network already that they could easily put the XFL on, you know, and have a high, you know, have a one day highlighted a week of games. You know,
I think that will be their ultimate fallback.
If they, I was to say, the WWE network has got over a million.
They're going to try to avoid. Vince said this will probably be the last time you see him as the upfront character that they're going to hire executives and everything. He also said they're going to try to distance himself from the WWE. It's not WWE money he's using. It's his own personal money from selling WWE stock. But, I mean, we'll see what happens. He's giving himself more time this year. Last time they announced it, they gave a year, and they didn't have a training camp. So,
yeah. And then, what was it, like 6 weeks after they got the teams got together, they actually were playing games?
Not even 6 weeks. Yeah. It was. I think they had 4 weeks from start of signing people till they had games.
Do you think that this 30 for 30 on the show maybe reinvigorated his interest in it? Because remember at the end of the show how him and the exec from NBC were like, yeah, I'm not sure we're done with this yet. You know, they kind of like hinted that there's a possibility that they're going to continue on with something.
Vince said he's always wanted to do it since then, that he learned a lot of lessons, and it'll be interesting what they do. The 2-year timetable will give them time. If you actually watched any of the games, I know nobody did after the first couple when everyone saw it was terrible football.
Yeah.
The football got better when the teams practiced together
more. Of course. And, you know, I mean, like, remember, the nothing like that 30 for 30 when the very first play of the very first XFL game.
The star of the league got towards ACL.
Star of the league got injured in that scramble for the football in the center of the field, you know, which was their big one of their selling points is we're going to make it so it's like a coin flip to whoever gets the ball first. Two guys running at full speed at each other trying, and the guy who's they hung their hat on to be the star of the league gets hurt in the very first play of the game. So, well, you know, I'm sure that they won't be doing crazy stuff like that. But
no, they said it's going to be without the gimmicks this time. So they're not going to have the dancing girls. They're not going to have Jerry Lawler and JR calling games. They're not going to do stuff like that.
I will say Champ sent us another message, and he says, you know, not the tailgate parties. It says, Danger Boy, get the tables. I mean, wouldn't that work well here? You know, if it's going to be family friendly, they're not going to have flaming tables, people going through them in the parking lot. But you know what?
Put tailgating in Western New York, you will.
They might think about it. We're going to go to break on that. We're going to go to break on that. We'll be back on the flip side. We got one more segment, then we got another full hour. All you got to do is give us a call, and I'll give you a number. You have a chance to win a prize, depending if your number wins either the Royal Rumble with the men or the women. So give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
He's a caring individual. Most of the time. Most of the time. HBK had his time and now he's done. Stone Cold saw me coming and decided to run. Undertaker is a decrepit old man. He should buy a ticket to Elias and sit in the stands. See, Chris Jericho's a big phony. And in the past, he's stuck. And as far as The Rock goes, well, I gotta say that Rocky still sucks. Forgive me if I forget any names. Elias is here and he's changing the game. John Cena's not a legend, not like me, I do it all, no. John's more like Brooklyn because he has no balls. It's a Royal Rumble, and I'm gonna win. Well,
what's in the Walter Curry?
Lady Rochester.
Here it is.
Fox Sports 1280 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
You know what? You want to know what bothers me more than anything? I mean, I used to be the boss of this group, but now you're like the boss of everything. You seem like I don't get to do anything anymore. Thankfully, even though I can't talk about it, you all can watch it. All you got to do is subscribe to the WWE Network for just $9.99 a month. Now, it's a good cheap plug. Sean still got it, but the fact is, you all still got it.
Hi, this is Eric Bischoff, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, Scott from Henrietta, and you. Thank you so much for listening. And you can give us a call, 222-1280, Star Toby. We've got another hour to go, talking Royal Rumble. We haven't quite got there yet because there's so much news this past week. You know, if you missed earlier on the show, but we talked about Enzo being cut by the WWE. We just talked about the XFL restarting in 2 years. This is a recap of the show right now. And we talked about how much people hated being...
Oh, no, we're pulling a Raw. We don't have enough content for 2 hours, so we're going to...
We have enough content for 2 hours.
Stephanie, you're on in five.
The upset the fans from the Manhattan Center we talked about. We're going to talk more about the Royal Rumble and NXT in the next hour, but we kind of left on the note there. We still see DB, Daniel Bryan, as like still the third odds-on favorite.
No, he is not anymore.
Oh, he's moved down.
He's falled back to 50-1.
Because someone read the report that the WWE doctor said he still is not able to wrestle yet.
There was also rumors they were going to do it with him winning without taking a bump.
I've heard that, too. Yeah, there's ways to do that in every
match.
But
he's fallen back down. So apparently there's actually smart money that goes into this, where people who have inside knowledge actually do bet over in England, where you can bet on this kind of stuff, and not do it in the messed up way that we do. So apparently right now the favorite is Roman Reigns, with Shinsuke being number two, wow, and it going down, and John Cena number three, I believe.
Please, but God, no.
At one point, Daniel Bryan was going 4-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, listen, doesn't it make sense? Roman Reigns, we know where he's going to end up at WrestleMania. Would it be much easier just to have him win the Royal Rumble than to have to do a number one contenders at the next pay-per-view in which he wins? You know, I mean, AJ Styles has got a 2-on-1 match. Do you really think he's going to come out with a belt after that?
If Kevin Owens is hurt, as they say he might be, then
yeah, there's been,
possibly.
He actually wrestled for 2 minutes in that match with him on SmackDown until he tapped out with that. And it's like, but that's kind of like, I'm not sure what his problem is, but
he's got a bad back.
I don't think it's a knee, that's for sure.
He's got a back injury. So a lot of people are saying it's kind of minor and he'll be able to work through it. A lot of people are saying that they're giving him time off because it could be something more, and they're trying to avoid that something more. They've actually had a rash of injuries lately that kind of sucks. Samir Singh tore his ACL.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe's out. He's out for months.
Yeah, Joe's out.
Joe blew up his plantar fasciitis under his foot.
Was it the plantar?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a good time, I guess, if you get signed by the WWE. And it might be a good time for a lot of mystery people to show up in the Royal Rumble. We're going to theorize on that in the next hour.
Well, they currently have 18 people announced for each Rumble.
So you got 12 mystery spots for each Rumble.
So well, maybe we'll talk, and get people's ideas on that. But I want to tell you, if you get through, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We got another hour to go. I'll give you a number. If that number wins the Royal Rumble, you win. I have a Chris Jericho's book as well as Charlotte Flair's book. If you win the Women's Rumble, you get that. If you win the Men's Rumble, you get to Y2J's book. And I will say this, too. If the same number wins both, you get both prizes. So that's not too bad, We're going to go to break. We got a top of the hour break here. We're going to do that with Kurt Angle. We're going to come back, and it's going to be time to talk NXT TakeOver in Philadelphia. That'll be tonight. I cannot wait. So super excited. And, yes, I suck. All right. But we also have the Royal Rumble tomorrow, my favorite pay-per-view. You can give us a call, too, 222-1280.
Hell of a weekend.
You got to tell us who you think is going to win, too. I want to know who you think is going to win. I mean, we all have favorites, I mean, it's not going to be Heath Slater, but you never know.
Curt Hawkins. Baron Corbin.
We're going to get some mystery guys, too, because of the 25th anniversary. We see a lot of guys in town. So maybe they stuck around, So who knows? But we got to get out of here. We'll be back on the flip side. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Two things. It's been a long time since you and I have been in the ring together. And a lot of things have changed. You look great, but obviously Mother Nature has not been too kind to me. I'm a member of AARP now. I have heart problems. I've got this murmur that just won't seem to go away. I've got arthritis. My bones are really brittle. I live in a retirement community now. What I'm trying to say is, Steve, times have changed. I'm now a senior citizen. But Shane changed in his prime.
This is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
All right, welcome to hour two of the Pain Clinic, and if you're not on social media, you probably have no idea we've done 2 hours today, and that's your fault, folks. You gotta get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and follow us, because we are in the second hour. We've been giving away numbers for everybody who calls in. For the Royal Rumble, we've got two great giveaways. We've got a Chris Jericho book. The I know is a four-letter word. If the men, if you get the number and the men win that Royal Rumble, then that with that number, you get the book. And if you get to, and if you, we give you two chances, if that same number wins the Women's Royal Rumble, you win both prizes. So you get a number, and if it wins either of them, you get a prize. So we'll just put it at that. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy.
Good morning again.
Double B, Brian Burke.
Hey, good morning.
And Scott from Henrietta.
Hello.
And Peter Burke's joining us, and we are on Facebook Live right now. If you're a fan of us, definitely check out. This is the second hour, so if you missed the first hour, you can go back and watch it. Or you can find the show later on our website, thepainclinic.net, on iTunes and all sorts of other places. But welcome back to the show. I want to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us February 10th for UFC 221. At Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. There is no cover for any UFC events at either of those places. There'll be drinks and prize specials all night long. That's February 10th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 221. And we've been discussing in the past hour. We talked about the 25th anniversary of Raw. We'll take your take. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Also, we talked about Enzo Amore being fired this past week. Is not, I'm sure it's not big news if you're a huge wrestling fan. You know what happened, that was the first thing. And the XFL's coming back, so we need to talk some more stuff. That we need you to give us a call 222-1280 star 1280 or text us at that number.
You don't get a number if you text, though.
You do not get a number.
You have
text.
To call for a number.
Yeah, so it's like, and someone just said, my girlfriend changed the channel during commercial and I missed a segment. She will be punished for it later. Woo, Pain Clinic. All right. So those are the kind of texts I like to read. Unfortunately, Pete and Burgeon did not realize we were on for another extra early hour. But if you call right now, 222-1280, star 1280, I'll give you a number. You may come off with a prize. But we're going to talk. Let's talk about NXT tonight. Danger Boy, NXT, Scott from Henrietta, and Brian. What do you guys think? Is this not nearly as good, I hate to say it, as the one we got from Houston.
It has potential.
But, we'll go down the matches real quick. We get Cassius Ohno versus the Velveteen Dream to start the night. Then which we get Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly defending their tag belts against the Authors of Pain, which the Authors of Pain took a little break, and now they're back. What do you guys think?
I think the Author of Pain, they've started to talk for themselves. Did you know they're not really brothers?
Oh, really?
No.
One of them actually has an MMA career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's interesting what you can find out when people are away for a little while. But Author of Pain have really stepped up. They've actually become, they started talking on their own and everything. Rumor is they're going to be called up after Mania. They were supposed to apparently come up after SummerSlam and they changed plans.
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to come up after they dropped the titles,
So they changed plans, but apparently they've... they're doing a good job. It should be a decent match. Fish and O'Reilly are awesome.
Yeah, I think. And then, of course, the way that they've come in, to the NXT, it's really exciting. Now we got Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler.
This is the only match that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
This is the only match that I don't have a good feeling on. Because I don't know what Shayna Baszler can do. We've seen her in a handful of matches during a women's tournament. And we've seen her, beat up everybody on Facebook Live and beat up a couple of people on a couple of shows. We know Ember Moon can go. We don't really know a lot about Shayna Baszler.
And this is a spot. She wasn't originally cast for this spot. It was supposed to be Kairi Sane, but she's out with a back injury. That's why she got choked out by Baszler. So this is going to be interesting to see what they do and see how they go about it. I mean, they've been pumping her up the last couple of weeks. She's killed everybody.
What do you think? Do you think Shayna Baszler's good friend might be there? Even though Ronda Rousey had stated online and on her Instagram that she's back for reshoots for a movie she's working on that's in Colombia or something.
I think she's showing up the next day.
I think she's showing up, too. I'm not buying it.
I'll put it this way. In December, Triple H said that he had no idea they were talking with Ronda Rousey, and he'd be the one who know about it. He'd be the one having the talks. And all of a sudden, they show up having dinner together like they weren't talking together before that. During a Raw, I believe it was a Raw, that they had TMZ footage of them together that they didn't want getting out originally, that TMZ just happened to catch. So... And then all of a sudden they're having talks about a contract. She's playing kayfabe.
Big time. And I was going to say, this is the piece of news, and we'll talk. I mean, this is more for the Royal Rumble, but her best friend is wrestling against Ember Moon. But it said UFC legend Ronda Rousey said she's still not in Sunday's WWE Women's Royal Rumble match. She's quoted as, "I'm actually leaving for Columbia right now to finish shooting Mile 22 and won't be back until mid-February." Rousey told TMZ.com. Rousey added that she and the WWE do not have a contract in place. Well, that's her point of view. Okay, we'll just say that. That's what she's saying. And she actually posted a picture from Columbia on her Instagram yesterday. She's trying
to make this thing called planes.
Yeah, she's taking us for a ride. Okay, but if she doesn't show up at NXT, she definitely will be, and if she doesn't, then I'll be disappointed. You know, I mean, maybe I'm kind of looking forward to the media explosion from her showing up at the Royal Rumble, which is expected.
If she doesn't, then there's no reason Asuka doesn't win the Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah.
None.
Yeah, so.
Unless they finally give Nia some due. I mean, I could see that. We've talked about
Nia will be the big show in this match, okay?
Big show has
never won a Royal Rumble, okay? Okay, we'll just say because she's that much bigger. But let's hold on. Let me finish on NXT before we get to Royal Rumble. Ember Moon. Okay, we got Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Champion. I think that Ember Moon defends. I don't know how, but she can't have held a belt for what, a month or 2 months, and then have it taken away that quick.
They might do something where she like taps out or whatnot, and then Baszler won't let go of the hold, and they do the reverse DQ or something like that.
Okay.
They haven't done one of those in a long time.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a long time. Then we get Aleister Black versus Adam Cole, baby, in an Extreme Rules match.
It's probably going to steal the show.
Without a doubt. You know, I mean, listen, Aleister Black is incredible. And Adam Cole, you know.
Is also incredible.
Coming off of being a former Ring of Honor champion as well as part of the Bullet Club at one time. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll have a little backstage vignette where he passes Finn, you know, even though they never were in at the same time. I think he came in after Finn left.
Yeah.
So. But interesting, you know. And then we got Almas versus Johnny Gargano for the NXT Championship.
Sleep on that match, and don't sleep on Tommaso Ciampa coming back.
Yeah, but I think Gargano.
Is it time?
I think Gargano's going to win and get jumped.
Yeah, I think Gargano's that good. And I think Ciampa, I think it was a serious injury he had. So
he had two surgeries.
Yeah.
He had a blown ACL and he had a shoulder surgery, I thought.
Yeah, so who knows? I mean, maybe.
So it'd be a couple weeks early. But he also wrestled an entire match on an ankle he couldn't walk on the night before. So,
yeah, he had bad.
And you couldn't, I went back and watched that match. You can't really tell he's that hurt.
Yeah, he had a deep sprain. Obviously, he probably got cortisone or something in there to numb it up. But and plus, just because he jumps someone and beats him up doesn't mean he's back ready to wrestle. I mean, because you can do those things right outside the ring, you know, and as long as the.
I don't think they would actually have a match. I don't think he would have a match until TakeOver before WrestleMania against Gargano.
No. But Gargano, I think, would have to get that belt, maybe defend it once against Almas, and then Gargano comes out, or then Ciampa comes out and, you know, finishes the job. And I see a great heel face matchup with those guys that probably could last more than a few shows. They are great wrestlers, you know, both of them coming from Ring of Honor too. You know, it seems like all these guys now down in NXT have Ring of Honor bases in them, so it's like. I'm very excited for that, though. That's going to be the main event. And usually the main events of every NXT has just been blow away anything that's going to happen on the next show the next day. Royal Rumble is our favorite pay-per-view, you know? 2-2-2-1280.
Even though we're usually disappointed at the end.
Yeah, the last few years, just because if we have, you know, right now we've got down to two people it could be. So, you know, I mean, that's not too bad. We, you know.
I would not be surprised if they did something stupid, like, or not stupid, but crazy, like give it to Rusev. Because he has somehow built this following that everyone loves him. There's even a website you can plug in the date and see if today is Rusev Day, which it is.
Today is Rusev Day?
Every day is Rusev Day.
I wonder if Luke Harper knows that, you know, on his Twitter, you know, because he always says it's Monday, but maybe it's Rusev Day every day.
It is Rusev Day every day.
All right, we're going to go to break on that. Don't forget, if you get a call in, I'm going to give you a number. You get a chance to win one of two prizes, and if that number wins both Royal Rumbles, then you get both the prizes. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
WWE United States Champion is going to be absolutely stupendous, delicious, exuberant.
Those are great words.
It's going to be absolutely.
It is not your dad who sucks. You suck. 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 You suck.
Fox Sports 1280.
Wait a second. Before you go, are you trying to say that you question whether AJ has the ability to defend himself tonight?
No, Daniel. No. That's not whose ability I'm questioning.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, Scott from Henrietta. I'm just going to call you Scott from now on.
Okay.
Scott!
Sorry. What's that from?
Austin Powers?
Yeah, that's right. Scott. All right, welcome back to the show.
Zip it.
Yeah, Jeff, I just got a number, and your son Nick wanted to get one, and I was going to get it from him, and the line hung up. So, Nick, you're going to get number 20. We've got a few numbers left to give away, so give us a call, 222-1280. Speaking of 222-1280, on the line with us right now is Baldy. What's up, Baldy?
How are we doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. You got my buddy Scott up there?
Yeah, Scott's up here. How's the weather down in South Carolina?
Man, it's 50, 60 degrees. I hate bragging every day about the weather, man.
It's 50 outside right now.
We got 50. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, technically it's 47 because I'm looking at the thing. But, yeah, it's going to get to 50 today. But it's only a rarity because we had snow. You know, it's January in Rochester, so.
Sure. And, boy, was I wrong about Raw 25 after that first segment, which basically our own Rashawn laid out for him. They just switched a couple of the characters around. That thing fell flat on its face. Boy, oh boy. A couple other things are going to fall flat on their face. The Women's Royal Rumble, and here's your chance for everyone to virtue signal and say, give the women a chance, blah, blah, blah. First of all, it should have been a 20 person. They couldn't even find 20 women to put on to the poster. There's only 18. So they're going to have to dig up 12 people, you know, so a couple past people. That's going to be the only good thing is couple of the surprises, but it's not going to carry a 1 hour plus match. It's just going to work to cannibalize the main event, just like when you have multiple Hell in a Cells. You should have one Hell in a Cell. You should have one Royal Rumble. You know, that you could do the Women's Royal Rumble on Raw, which would be a better platform for that. But again, a 20 woman, 30 women, it's just going to be a snooze fest.
I'm guessing it's going to be the first match of the night just to separate them. It's got to be. You can't put them anywhere closer together than that.
That's what I was betting on, too.
Yeah, and everyone's going to be sleeping by the first hour in. And another thing, and I love that Vince wants to put a real football out there because I'm really sick of this fake football with the New England cheaters, with the refs patting, congratulating Tom Brady after they cheated the
I saw that. I saw that at the end of the game. I couldn't believe that.
In the end of the Pittsburgh, the last play of the Pittsburgh game, they cheated the Steelers. The NFL is faker than a WWE, and that's the only thing the XFL has going for it. But I've been pushing this for 15 years. I never really disclosed this, but I was in talks with Club Titanic and with Mark Cuban's Broadcast TV to broadcast real, legitimate wrestling on his website back before YouTube. But that's either here nor there. I think the XWF would be something that Vince would be more successful at, a legitimate wrestling. It's time. All these concussions and things, you know, UFC has its place and it's going to be always popular, but it's not marketable to family-friendly people because of the concussions. And that's basically my two cents.
Well, you know, and I kind of agree with you. And I'll say one thing. Vince had an opportunity many, many years ago to buy Pride. Before, you know, they were offered Pride before the UFC was.
Shane wanted him to buy it.
Shane went there, and they had a deal just about struck, and then Vince, you know, and then they just canceled it right before, you know. But it would look like the WWE was going to buy Pride, and I'm sure that they would have toned down, you know, what they were doing with Pride. I don't know about amateur wrestling. I mean, you get a lot of that right now on ESPN2 and some of the other channels.
Yeah, so what I'm proposing is something different. You have submission grappling out there, but you can't pin the person. And then you have amateur wrestling where you can pin them, but you can't submit them.
So you just win them points?
A hybrid of pinning, submission, like just like professional wrestling used to be with Luthes back in the early 1900s. You could speed it up. I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about the guard, which is the worst thing in UFC is when people pull guard. I know it doesn't happen too much anymore, but when the guy purposely lays on his back.
Oh, that's how Daniel Cormier won last week. He was, he had him down and he was patting him in the head with his fist, and the guy couldn't do anything. So they called the match because he couldn't defend his face.
So, I mean, that's what I propose. I mean, more power to Vince. He's not afraid to fail, which I love, because you'll never get anywhere in life if you're always afraid to fail. But unfortunately, football's on the decline. The XFL is just going to be more watered down because the NFL's watered down. It's going to be more watered down. But at least if he was smart, he would promote it as legitimate football, because you could look on your NFL ticket. It says for entertainment purposes only, because it's not a true sporting event.
Every sporting event says that.
MLB does not say that.
Okay. Well, tickets. Okay, cool. Maybe Baldy, I always enjoy your insight, and I appreciate your call.
The fix is in.
Who do you think is going to win the Rumble? Who do you want to win the Rumble?
Bobby Lashley.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Bobby Lashley ended his time with Impact Wrestling this past week on TV, so he's a free man as well as...
Theoretically, according to what I've read, he's not free until February 1st.
Oh, really?
EC3 is free.
EC3 is free.
James Storm is free.
EC3.
James Storm is free and on a flight right now.
Yeah, really.
EC3, I'm not even joking.
EC3 is going to be a big star, man. Big star.
I think so, too. Thanks for calling, Baldy, man. Yep. Enjoy the warm weather, okay? Go out and hit some balls. Do you play golf?
No, but funny enough, I'm going to take it up because we have a lot of nice golf courses here.
That's what DC's doing down there. He's playing golf down there, down in South Carolina.
Good thing I was on a golf course. He might chase me around with a golf club.
Thanks for calling, Baldy. You take it easy, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, 222-1280, star 1280. If you call in, I'm going to give you a number. You have a chance to win some prizes for the Royal Rumble. You definitely don't want to miss that. I'm not charging you anything. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just asking you to give me a call. You can text us at that number, but I will not give you a number if you text.
Just give a call. You don't even have to be on the air. Just get your number.
But I mean, like, I made Baldy stay on. He didn't even want a number. I gave it to him, and then I said, "Dude, you're staying on." And he's like, "Okay." So
why?
Thoughts about what he said? You know, I mean, yeah.
The problem with that is if people want to see amateur wrestling and the submission and stuff, they'll just. It doesn't keep kids' attention, so the family-friendly thing has nothing to do with it. They'll watch UFC. Jim Cornette made a good point recently. I forgot which. It was either... I think it was this week. One of the reasons why people don't watch wrestling as much anymore is because when you try too hard to emulate something that looks real, when you're trying to look like you're really fighting, like UFC and stuff like that, why would you watch something you know is scripted that's looking like that when you can watch the real thing?
Yeah. That's probably the biggest problem with it right now, is because we know if you're going to watch UFC, you're going to watch people just beating the crap out of each other. I mean, last week, Baldy called in and was saying, you know, Vulcan's going to knock him out. Vulcan's going to knock him out. Vulcan got his butt kicked, and it was real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't, you know, they go in the back, shake hands, have a beer together, and then they get in a car and drive to the next town for the next night.
Yeah.
This is, you know, they train for 3 months, they work for 3 months, they beat the crap out of each other, and then they got to get started the next day, rehabbing, getting ready for the next thing. It's not an every night occurrence. It's not an every night show.
No, and
I haven't been listening. I've been answering the phone. Sorry.
So what they have to do is they got to make it entertaining in a different way through the stories. And in a lot of ways, I think we all agree, and we've talked about it before. The story lines haven't been great. The writing hasn't been great. And I mean, if you can't make it stand out somehow from the real thing, you're going to decline. You're not going to succeed.
Yeah, but this is what I'll say. This is what I'll say. I don't, you know, athleticism's great, but I don't watch WWE mostly for that. I mean, it's great when they can do a good, great match. I always love a payoff of a match, but it's how they build it up, and it has nothing to do with athleticism.
You want a compelling story, something that's actually going to keep you interested to watch
it. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, and I know it's all written in the boardroom, in the back room by writers and stuff like that.
Well,
but
that's the problem is they have writers and they don't have – back when they had bookers – and one guy controlled, and you had your direction, whatever. Right now, it's just a whole bunch of writers there, yes men to Vince McMahon, who sometimes gets it right and a lot of time gets it wrong.
All right, 222-1280, star 12A's number. I just gave away a bunch of Royal Rumble number picks. If you want one, give me a call, and I'll give you a number. And if that number wins, say it wins the Women's Rumble, then you get the Charlotte Flair book, which right now is being held up for the Facebook Live people who are watching. That's a Charlotte Flair book, Second Nature, written with her dad. And if you win the men's, you get the No is a four-letter word from Chris Jericho. And that, and if, say, for instance, both numbers win the Rumble, say you get the number that wins both of them, you get both prizes. We've got Dylan on the air. Dylan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I've listened to the show for years. I'm happy to be on the air finally, and I'm very excited for the Royal Rumble. I just got my Royal Rumble number, so number 6, winning them both. Look out!
Yeah, all right. Who are you rooting for? That's a question.
You know, I want Dolph to come back, man. I want Dolph Ziggler to win the Rumble. I don't think it'll happen, but if I could pick who wins, I'd want Dolph to show up and steal the show.
Well, he'll definitely be. You know, Kofi Kingston's going to find some way to run around the outside of the ring without touching the ground. You expect that every year now.
But
Dolph, I'm sure Dolph would, you know, he's always very athletic. I'm sure he can do some crazy stuff in there. Thanks for calling, Dylan.
You got it. Thank you.
Good luck, brother. 222-1280, Star Toy. Now the phones explode.
Everyone's waking up.
Yeah, I know. It's like you guys don't realize this is we're in the second hour of our show. We're half an hour into it. I'm going to go to break on that note so I can answer these calls and not miss what we're doing on the air. So give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Get a number, get a chance to win. If that person wins the Royal Rumble, either the women or the men, you either get one, the Second Nature book from Charlotte Flair, or Y2J's No is a four-letter word. Big prizes today. Keep on calling. I will get to you during the commercial break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I want to take a moment to say it is an honor to be out here in your presence. And in fact, to be in the presence of all the superstars and legends that we have here tonight. Actually, I wanted to say thank you for all of your continued support. Well, most of all, I just want to congratulate my dad, Kurt Angle, for assembling such an incredible collection of talent that is here tonight. And, well, I just want to say, despite what all of you say, my dad really doesn't suck. In fact, if we could all just stand up, come on, give my dad a big round of applause, please.
Yeah.
Your yip holes for a second. Yeah, you seem pretty confident, and you should be. You have the advantage, but here's the thing. You're not just facing anyone. You're facing someone who is phenomenal.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
How old is this song?
This is so old.
This is 97, isn't it? Is this the Deadly Games?
This is, let's see. This is, hold on. This is, this song is entitled, Deadly Game. Yeah, In Your House theme. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Scott from Henrietta. Scott! Sorry.
Zip it.
Double B. B. That would be Brian Burke and Danger Boy. And I must have just answered about 18 calls. We have a few numbers left, though, if you haven't gotten through yet. 222-1280, star 1280. I'll give you a number, and if your number wins, if it wins the Women's Rumble, you get the Charlotte Flair book. If it wins the Men's Rumble, you get the Y2J book. We are on Facebook Live right now. Wave, guys, to Facebook Live. Second hour. Brian, you look tired. You okay?
Late night. I had to work late last night, so.
Oh, you looked, well, you know, get some coffee in you, yeah, or something.
It's out, so I have to get another one.
Oh, no. Well, we've got another half an hour to go. If you guys missed it, we've been on the air since 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, we only announced it on social media, so, I mean, I don't know how else you would know. I mean, if you follow us on Facebook, you knew. If you follow us on Twitter, you knew. And I actually got someone on the phone who said that we need to do more Facebook stuff. So we need. So they like what we're doing on Facebook, but we need to be more active during the week on Facebook.
I don't want people to see me.
Man, so.
Can we talk about the worst part of any of the Royal Rumble matches?
What's the worst part? The first
Stephanie
two?
McMahon doing commentary for the Women's Rumble?
This makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh, I have a prediction.
Yo, you have a prediction?
Your 30th entrant is Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, that wouldn't be surprising either.
Yeah, I'm. And, you know, then Rhonda comes out, right?
Why would you do that to us? Why did you bring that idea into being? Because
now they're listening. Now
why
it's
else
happen.
Would she? Why else would she be at the announce table than because to be that 30th entrant?
30th entrant.
Because
surprises.
She started the women's division, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she started
yep,
it 2 years
exactly.
ago.
She's taking all the credit for it, right? Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know what? I think they want to get a woman's voice in there. It's not a bad idea. I mean,
they could
really
use
isn't.
Renee Young.
They could have used Renee Young.
We could have had the glory of listening to Renee Young, because I can listen to her talk all the time.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow her online, because she's very social on the social media.
She's very friendly.
Instagram. She does, like, videos all the time.
She's busy supporting her husband currently.
And most of the time, she's doing the videos from, like, in airports, because that's where she is all the time, is in airports. But and you know, I never see her husband on any of her videos. So it's like, obviously, he's like, hey, get me off that, you know? Or you get dirty deeds. Hey, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk some more Royal Rumble. Let's go through the Royal Rumble. And you know, I mean, there's three kickoff matches on the Royal Rumble. These are going to be not during the. These are going to be during the pre-show, the two-hour pre-show. And the Royal Rumble starts at 7. So it's a one-hour pre. You know,
it's a two-hour.
So it's a five. So it starts at 5.
Yeah.
We've got three matches. I'll go with the first match is the first kickoff match is Kalisto, Grand Metalik, and Lince Dorado versus
Lince,
and TJP, Drew Gulak, and Jack Gallagher. So we're going to get we'll call that the cruiserweight warm-ups. They're going to do like crazy stuff that's going to get the fans going nuts. And then we've got Dash and Wilder, or the Revival, or whatever we want to call them, against Gallows and Anderson in a rematch from that terrible Raw 25 show.
Hopefully there's a little justice.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, you know.
Last a little longer.
Someone had to be the sacrificial lamb, and unfortunately it was the Revival.
Yeah.
Even though they've only been back a couple of weeks now, and they seemed like they were, you know, getting pushed really heavily. I like their, you know, no garbage stuff in wrestling. It's
Do you think that was punishment?
No. I mean, they got on TV. There's how many guys didn't get on TV, you know? I mean, I would take it. I mean, it's fun.
They didn't have to play poker.
These guys probably grew up following all those guys who are in the ring. You know, wouldn't it be great to be like the proverbial fart in the elevator, as they say. You know, everyone looks like, you know, stink face at them because they're coming in saying, we're real pro wrestlers. They use the word pro wrestler, you know? You know, and which was great. I love it whenever someone like goes against what they're not supposed to say on the air. They're not superstars; they're pro wrestlers. So, and that's what they said. So, I love it, and we'll see. They'll probably get the win back on that. And then we get Bobby Roode defending his title in a U.S. Open challenge, who might be a surprise. Maybe.
How awesome would it be if it was James Storm?
Oh, that would be great.
Just yeah. You know,
beer money.
A beer money match.
They had some good matches in TNA.
James Storm kind of stole the title from Bobby Roode and created that whole. They had a whole feud in TNA.
Yeah, they had a good feud.
They did the double switch.
Yeah, they everyone thought that Roode was getting the title, they thought Storm was getting the title, and Roode snuck in and got the title.
And then turned on him with the beer bottle.
Yeah, it was great. It was like fun stuff when you see teams break up. That would be fantastic. Could be, you know, anybody.
James Storm did tweet this morning he hated early morning flights.
Well, I think that's normal for him. You know, one time I had to interview him. The only time I ever had a chance to really interview him, and he was driving through the mountains of West Virginia or some southern state. And it kept going in and out. And it's like, dude, I can't do this interview. It keeps dropping out in the middle. Sorry, dude. And then it's like, so then and that's the only time I really ever had any contact, except for when we met him in Elmira.
He said, sorry about your damn luck.
Sorry about your damn luck. But, you know, it's funny is when we met him in Elmira, you know, they used to send the TNA wrestlers after the show was over to go out into the crowd and meet everybody. And they sent him right into the crowd. So next thing I know, I've got Gail Kim at my shoulder blade behind me pushing through.
But you can't
tell
because she's really small.
Yeah, it's like, is that Gail Kim? I mean, she looks like the size of a 10-year-old boy.
While everybody's lined up to meet the champion in the ring. And is that when we met Kurt Angle?
Yeah, that's when, it was the first time we went up there when we were hanging out with Awesome Kong.
Oh, yeah, when Murph was cut up with Awesome Kong.
Murph and Awesome Kong, they were giving away a recliner down there in Elmira, and Awesome Kong was sleeping in it. And Murph and her got together. It was like sitting on the chair together. It was like, okay. We had some funny moments.
She was really nice, too.
She was very, very cool. And it's like now she's like blowing up big time with now they're doing the second season of Glow now on Netflix.
Yeah.
And she lost a ton of weight. Have you seen pictures of her recently?
Not recently, no.
She has a different look to her. But so those are the three matches we're getting in the kickoff. And then we're going to start off. We're going to get Gable and Benjamin versus the Usos. Two out of three falls. Interesting about it is right now Benjamin's hurt. I'm thinking of Kurt Angle's son. He's got
Jordan's got a bad back, apparently.
Jordan's got a bad back, but this ought to be good. I think that we are going to have the titles taken off of the Usos just because of what happened with
the legal issues.
Which Usos brother? It wasn't Jay.
It was Jay.
Okay, Jay had got.
I don't know. They've had other people that got in trouble like that before and not had an issue, not like been punished. But it is time for them to drop the titles if they're going to push Gable and Benjamin, which they should because they're awesome.
They have to push more than the New Day and the Usos.
Yes. And if you look, the New Day are taking a step back.
Did you say the USOs?
Usos.
You said USOs. It's like, yeah. No, I agree. And it's like, but the Usos are, I think that, you know, they were my vote for the tag team of last year because I think that they really had a great year as a tag team last year.
They had an amazing year as a tag team last year. But let's face it, last year SmackDown tag teams were, it was the New Day versus the Usos or it was nobody. You know, it would just be filler matches in between. I think it's time that the other teams get a little bit of love. I'd love to see Breezango actually get.
Wait a second. What about the Bludgeon Brothers? Yes.
Well, their time is coming. It's got to happen.
Yeah. So I don't see them on this list or anywhere, but I'm sure that we'll see them in the Rumble.
I'm sure we'll see them in the Rumble.
So then we get, after that, we got Sheamus and Cesaro versus Rollins and Jordan for the Raw tag titles. I mean, for some reason, because people hate Jordan so much that Sheamus and Cesaro are getting cheered now. I mean, did you see that on Monday?
Yeah. They were getting cheered. It's always been weird because Cesaro gets cheered anyways. So it's always been that
Cesaro Superman
half and half cheer with that. So I'm not surprised. Kind of like both teams have a heel and a baby face on the team.
I'm going to tell you, I love what Jason Jordan is doing. I don't care if
they're doing a very good job with it.
I love how he's an annoying, bratish kind of character. I love what they're, you know. I mean, listen,
Harper didn't get the memo on Rusev Day. He just tweeted.
Oh, he didn't get it?
It's Saturday.
Oh, Luke Harper, because he like tells you what day it is. If you follow his Twitter, you know at least what day it is. We're going to take a break on that because we got the rest of the matches on the Royal Rumble to talk about. And I've got a few more numbers to give away. So this is a good time. If you didn't get a number yet, to give me a call at 222-1280, *1280. And if your number wins the Royal Rumble, you can win a prize. We'll talk about that a little bit later. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be right back.
AJ, because I know you're not the smartest, buddy. At the Royal Rumble, we are going to beat you. We are going to take your championship. We are going to become the first ever co-WWE World Champions. And just to add a little insult to injury, after we take your title, we're going to hurt you.
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
All right, Billy Gunn's music. He likes to kick them. He likes to pinch them.
He likes to stick them.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. Don't get it wrong with that song. That could be my theme. I'm a Cash Man.
No.
No? Hold on, here. I'm a Cash Man.
Only if you bring back the Cash Stash.
I'm a Cash Man.
The Cash Stash has to be included.
Well, I can have it. I'm a Cash Man. All right, never mind. I'm tired of that.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Here with Scott from Henrietta and Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and I'm the Cash Man. Yeah. All right, not the Tax Man either. We're going to talk some more of the Royal Rumble. We've still got the 2-on-1, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles. You know, I think AJ Styles win, then we get a Nakamura win in the Royal Rumble. Anything else? I mean, we know Kevin Owens has got a bad back right now. I don't know how much active he'll be in the matches. We'll be pretty good, though. AJ Styles, I kind of like this build-up because AJ's been losing to everybody. As we get closer to it, he's lost to everybody. But, you know, this is where he turns it around and wins. So it would be great if you pin both of them at the same time. I have a doubt that will happen. But thoughts on it, Danger Boy?
I think AJ will retain. It should be a decent match. I'm sure Owens, despite the injury, will perform. And I'm sure Sami Zayn will get some rub. And maybe they'll start teasing a split between those two, because I could see them having that match at WrestleMania.
Sure.
But
and then, of course, this will also have something to do with Daniel Bryan and
Shane
McMahon.
Yeah, you'll see something there.
I mean, yeah, you know, there's cracks in the armor, so.
What they don't realize is, even though they're trying to turn Daniel Bryan heel, that's going to turn into Shane McMahon being heel, because the fans love Daniel Bryan, especially in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when we get to the who we think is going to win the Royal Rumble, I'm going to have a very unpopular pick here. But when we get to it, the next match, though, first is going to be Kane versus Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar retains, obviously. He's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. You know, I mean, we've known that since last year, since he won it against Goldberg at WrestleMania. And when you hear what their plans are the day after WrestleMania for the next year, it makes you like shake your head and go, do I got to live through this whole year to see what that happen? But
we've had some interesting times in there. I mean, no one expected Joe to step up like he did, and no one expected Strowman to end up like he has.
Yeah.
So yeah,
true. You know,
I mean, there's been a story in there. It's just, you know, when they did what they did Monday, pretty much cemented what was going to happen, because they just had Strowman come out. And I mean, Kane didn't do much of anything. He just kind of sold the whole time after an F5. And then Strowman killed Lesnar. So it's payback time.
Pretty much, yeah.
But if you noticed, you can tell that Brock kind of likes working with Strowman and putting him over and making him look good so he'll return the favor. Because Brock sold the hell out of everything on Monday.
Yeah.
And he was flying for him.
He was, and he wants people to know that this is just not going to be three giant guys throwing fists the whole time. There's going to be some stuff in there.
But I want to get these hands.
Yeah, you want to get these hands?
The Undertaker, I love that shirt.
Yeah, the hands come out, but that eventually will happen. But I'm thinking that we're going to be pretty impressed with some of the spots they're going to do in this match, being a three-way. Obviously, I think Brock Lesnar will retain. Who knows? Maybe it'll be like, this is what we theorized. I was talking with somebody, and it's like, Braun Strowman takes out Kane. Brock Lesnar throws Strowman out of the ring. Brock Lesnar lands on Kane. 1, 2, 3. And then maybe we get a Kane-Strowman match at WrestleMania. You know, I think.
Well, rumor is Strowman and Miz.
Oh, that's right. Because Miz is now the Intercontinental.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, good luck, Miz, putting on a good match with that, because you got two clashing styles. But, I mean, Miz sells very well. So, I mean, I could see him just getting beat all over the place. And then, you know, maybe surprising him, but Miz is starting to get over.
He's got the Miztourage too.
Yeah, and he's starting to get over. He's always been
over for the last 6 months.
I mean, people cheer him when he came out for the big return. I didn't care. I mean, listen, I know he's a good athlete. I know that, you know, I mean, this is, you know, his dream, and he's finally getting to a spot where people play sing along with him when he's talking, you know. So, I don't know. It's tough because it's like, I remember he got the win over John Cena a bunch of years ago at WrestleMania, and I didn't think that meant anything, you know. I mean, it didn't.
Because he wasn't the star of the match. It was The Rock and Cena.
Yeah, which ended the match. Yeah, so. So, yeah, we got then. Okay, so then then we get to the Women's Royal Rumble match, which I'm hoping starts the show. Please let it start the show. It's a lot. These hour-plus matches just are tough to do too close to each other.
You gotta have the spacer between them. Like, I can easily see the women starting the Royal Rumble and then having, like, the Bar versus Jordan and Rollins, and then have the men pick it up, because then you'll have those nice... You'll have a little bit of space in between where people can just relax a little bit. But I'm really interested in who the final 12 are.
Final 12 women?
Yes.
Well, I mean, let's put the names that have been floated. We got Beth Phoenix, Lita.
Trish,
who looked great, by the way.
Molly Holly has been floated.
Molly Holly said no.
Yeah. Molly Holly said no.
But she also is old school, so who knows?
There's a handful of girls down in NXT that could easily
I wouldn't
be
surprised if the Iconic Duo was in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
Because they're not on... They haven't been doing anything relevant on NXT TV lately, so, and they're pretty good to go. I still think Ronda Rousey's going to be in it, whether they want to admit it or not.
Do you think they put Kairi Sane in it?
If her back's as bad as they say it is, no.
She wrestled last night.
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, she wrestled in Albany last night.
It's also a battle royal. You don't have to do too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just realized NXT was in Albany last night. It was almost worth going there for.
We would have been really tired this morning.
I know. 4-hour drive, or 3.5-hour drive back. Yeah, it would have been a difficult time. But, man, I don't know. It's like it was such a great show, and we saw them here in Rochester. So, yeah, there's a handful of girls down there. And listen, there's other girls who, like, the whole handful just left Impact Wrestling, too. So
Laurel Van Ness. Who is also dating Zack Ryder, so.
And what's the, who's, what was her name? I can't remember it now. We've had her on the show a couple times, too. She used to be a champ. She was a champ there.
Madison Rayne?
Yes, Madison Rayne.
She's still doing work with them, though. She's working with ROH, too.
Yeah. I think she's signed with ROH, though.
Yeah. The wife of their announcer.
Yep. Josh Matthews.
Josh Matthews there.
Candice LeRae just signed. We might get her.
I don't know. It might be too early because, I mean, I don't even know if she showed up yet. You sign and then you show up like a month later, you know, so there's a lot of Danger Boy's getting a text and giggling, so I think someone's probably telling him jokes.
No one's telling me jokes okay. Right now.
You can text us at 222. By the way, I've got a few numbers left. If you want to get into this, if you want to get a chance to win a prize of who wins the Royal Rumble, 222-1280, star 1280. Champ wrote, Santina enters the women's. Fast forward 1 hour, Santino enters the men. Well, I don't know. If it was in Toronto, maybe there's a chance that would happen.
James Ellsworth for the win.
James Ellsworth. Is it James or is it Jamie Ellsworth?
No. Both.
Has he started going through the transition yet? Well, they were talking about that. I know. It's like when Goldust was going to get the breast implants to extend his character as Goldust and decided not to. And then I saw, what was it, the Hangover 3, that's how it ends, you know, where the one guy wakes up in the next morning and he's got breast implants. Sorry, it's a terrible movie. But, hey, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. So we finish up. Who do you think's going to, I think Asuka's going to win the women. I'm going to put it right out there. Asuka, you know.
Of the women they've announced, I will say Asuka's going to win. It's still in the back of my head, and it's not going to get out of there until I see she doesn't show up by number 30. Ronda Rousey is going to win the Women's World.
I'll say of the names announced, Asuka's going to win. If Ronda shows up and somehow gets in there, I'll pick Ronda. She'll armbar somebody and throw them over the top.
You can't change your pick.
Well, she's not announced.
Going for it. I'm going to say Nia.
Nia Jax.
I'll say Nia, but I have this, like Danger Boy, I have this thing in the back of my head where part of the reason Stephanie McMahon's on commentary is number 30 is her friend, Ronda Rousey. And it's the corporate.
Well, you remember Ronda Rousey was 2 years ago at WrestleMania when they were in San Francisco. I'm sorry, was it San Jose? where they where the 49ers yeah. play. That's when Ronda joined The Rock and they beat up Triple H and Stephanie. And by the way, did you guys see the sing along that or the lip sync contest with from Jimmy Fallon with
yeah.
That Triple H made me laugh so hard when he
that's a dad
that was great
yeah. that
that's
was a dad.
If you guys haven't seen that is fantastic.
Well, Stephanie kind of ruined it when she was like, you know all the words.
I know, but the
she should have just kept quiet there.
He turned into like an opera singer or something.
He was doing Moana.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It made me laugh a lot. And usually I hate Triple H, so it's like, you know, it's nice when he can look. You know, he kind of takes a chip off his masculinity there, and you know, plays dad there for a little bit. But
I can neither confirm nor deny that does happen at Scott from Henrietta's house quite frequently when Moana's on.
Listen, I had a daughter. My daughter's now an adult, but when my daughter was little, yes, that happened.
I saw that look.
That happened at the cash man's house too, quite often. But,
I've got a little 5-year-old, so she insists on singing along to everything. Oh, so. No.
Yeah, well, I had to.
It makes it weirder. I just do it on my own.
I had to do it in sync, okay? In sync and Britney Spears, okay? So now we come to the.
He just admitted he sings Britney Spears.
No, my daughter was little. Now we're come to the final match of the night, the Royal Rumble. There's 18 names announced. There's 12 names unannounced. We'll see some old stars come back. We'll see.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of. We'll be like, oh man, they got 12 open spaces. It's going to be all these surprises. It's going to be all guys on the roster. It'll be Curt Hawkins.
Yeah.
And
I was telling somebody last time they were in Philadelphia, as soon as Daniel Bryan came out and after he got eliminated, everyone was booed the rest of the night, even Rey Mysterio. It's
number 30, Rey Mysterio.
Boo.
Wait, The Rock's coming out to celebrate. Boo.
Boo. Yeah. So we've got the Royal Rumble. I think I'm going to go with a very unpopular pick on this.
Don't do it.
I'm going to pick Roman Reigns.
Oh.
We're in Philadelphia. We want to see if they can get louder with boos this year. Roman Reigns, because, I mean, listen, I like Shinsuke Nakamura as a good chance to win too, but I'm going to go with Roman Reigns. What about you guys?
I'm going Shinsuke, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was either Rusev or Finn.
You really are putting a lot in Rusev Day.
I love Rusev Day, and supposedly he's in line for a huge push.
Yeah, but you can't start with a Royal Rumble.
Sure you can. Randy Orton did. Last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many times has he won it?
Maybe Randy Orton will win again. We can have another projection match.
Oh, that was terrible. Giant walking out of the snake's mouth. Yeah, that was beautiful.
What is going on in the studio today?
The awesomeness of WrestleMania.
Okay, Scott. Then Scott, what's your pick? Scott!
Zip it. I'll take Shinsuke. Okay. Provided there's not some major surprise entrant. I don't think that they would give it to a surprise entrant anyway, but I
unless it's Batista.
Unless it's Batista.
There's talks of that. There's talks of guys coming back. You know, we saw all of DX there this past Monday. Maybe some of those guys hung around. Badass Billy Gunn looked pretty good.
Well, most of those guys work for the company still.
Yeah, so. Not Badass Billy Gunn. You know, but
he got fired for steroids.
Yeah, and Scott Hall. I mean,
Well, you know,
I don't think Scott Hall could walk to the ring fast enough.
The clock will
cut to a commercial.
The clock will hit zero. Scott Hall's music, we immediately cut to commercial.
Cut to commercial.
But I'll take Shinsuke. I can't see them doing anything else for this WrestleMania other than Shinsuke and AJ Styles as a main event.
Okay, Double B. It's up to you.
I'd like to see Shinsuke win it, but unfortunately, I think I have to agree with the Cash Man, and they're going to do the Roman Reigns thing again.
No.
I don't want them to, but I think they're going to.
How many times does
many times does Vince do what we don't want him to do?
Every time.
So, listen, that's why, yeah. So we've got like 3 or 4 numbers left. 222-1280, star 1280. If you want to get a chance to win one of these books, if your number wins the Royal Rumble, you get one of these books. You guys, I hope you have a great time. I want to thank you, Scott from Henrietta. Thank you, Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy. It's always an honor for you to be in here, being the Twitter guy. And I am the Cash Man. We're going to get out of here to a little Val Venus music. You know,
where was Val?
Yeah, where was Val?
I want to see Choppy Choppy.
Choppy Choppy. We're going to get out of here. But thank you so much for listening. Check us out online at the Facebook, at our Facebook page, painclinic.net. We'll see you next week, folks. Good luck if you got a number.
The best thing about the new $1 sausage and cheese muffin at Tim Hortons is the savory sausage. Ooh, and the cheese.